It's time for the rural news with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally, the kiwi fruit.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Pleased to hear it. The kiwi fruit market is Zespri's profit down by more than a third.
Yes, fruit quality issues, which have been plaguing growers, have been reflected in the company's financial results. Its net profit after tax for the 12 months ending March is $237.8 million. Now, that compares to last year's record of $361.5 million. The lower profit means growers have been paid less for their fruit. Green kiwi fruit growers were paid $5.78 per tray, 57 cents lower than the year before, and gold growers got paid $9.97 a tray, a whole $1.54 less than the previous season. So this is pretty significant. Zespri Chief Executive Dan Matheson says the results are indicative of what's been a very difficult period for many primary industries, with growers facing challenges relating to labour shortages, the ongoing impacts of COVID-19, the climate and rising costs. He says they illustrate the importance of the industry's efforts to improve quality, which remains a key driver in delivering stronger returns in future years.
Ouch. And it doesn't get much better down in the Hawke's Bay. Orchardists there and others are going to start hearing whether they can stay or have to leave their properties that have been damaged by cyclones.
Yes, following the February cyclone, floodwaters and silt meant many homes and businesses were red-stickered, so owners have been unable to start repairs or consider moving away. Hawke's Bay Rural Support Trust coordinator Jonathan Bell says living in a state of limbo for over 3 months has been stressing people to the max, with an increasing number of calls coming in lately. He says the trust helps where it can, but the decisions about people's futures, which they're expecting to hear from Friday, can't come soon enough.
The insurance companies and banks won't move until they know exactly what it's going to be zoned. And that is causing high levels of stress and anxiety. And so that's where we're finding a lot of our work at the moment. It's been a long time waiting. And some people will be happy with that decision and others will not be, particularly those that if there's an area that's red zoned, which means that you can't rebuild your house and you and your family have lived in that area for 100 years, that's going to be a huge emotional wrench and that will take some getting used to. So, and there will be other people in other areas to rebuild their houses. They'll have to do certain things. They may have to raise them up, lift them up, etc. So I think in a lot of cases, people will be able to say, well, at least a decision has been made. And then the initial reaction may be that I don't like that decision, and so they'll go through a grief period again, and then at some stage they'll say, rightio, the decision's been made, so now I can plan for the future of where I'm going to go.
Jonathan Bell says vegetable and arable farmers, orchardists, vineyard owners and householders in areas where rivers breached their banks have been the hardest hit. He says pastoral farmers have generally been able to get on with repairs, but some are still struggling, and so support is crucial.
It may be as small, if I can use that word, as a conversation with them for an hour or 2 hours to help them gain some clarity of what they should be doing and what they should be planning for the future, whereas others are in not a very good headspace, and that's where we're wrapping around support. I wouldn't say they're huge numbers, but there are enough numbers there to cause some concern.
That's Jonathan Bell, and that's the rural news for now. I'll have another update during Midday Report.
Thanks, Sally. That's Sally Murphy from our rural news.